Hey Survivors, it's me, Brian Hazard, your ever-eager explorer of all games narrative, and today we continue our session of Steam Highwaymen by Martin Nauch. If you remember, we had headed on over to Deptford, all the way from up north in Highgate. It was kind of a curvy path to get there. We had a little scrape with the police, but our record remains clean. We did find a great way to make some cashola, which involved some unsavory bar fight competitions. But of course, the downside to that is that we took 4 wounds out of 5 possible slots. So we're kind of in bad shape. As far as money goes, we have £4.19. So being an American, I have no idea what that means. Whether that's a lot or a little, but we have some cash, so that's good. But we're a little banged up. So I think what we probably need to do is find a way to deal with our injuries. Rest, food, medicine, that sort of thing. And I noticed that the passage that I need to pick up is 8:16 in book 3. You're in Deptford. A gaunt brick pub stands with its back to the filthy creek. The faded sign swings creakily, displaying 2 unicorns and an indistinct shield. Several lighters are drawn up at the wharf, where listless docksmen dally over their tasks. Most of the local streets are formed of low and dirty cottages, but Creek Street has been recently rebuilt, and slender plane trees stand in rows, their bark still smooth and untouched by the pollution and smog. Behind a spike-topped wall stand the naval barracks. So, the unicorn is where I found that I could go to get in these paid fights, and it'd be great to go get some more cash, but those 4 wounds give me pause, so I don't want to do that. We've previously been to Greenwich, I believe, and that's, I think, where we learned about the forger that could get us some fake documents. I'm not really interested in pulling on that thread just yet, so I think let's go to our map and think about which way we want to head. So if we look at the map, here we are in Deptford. I kind of would like to go to Bermondsey. Alternatively, I could go south. That could be interesting. Let's steam south to Deptford Bridge. I think that's my plan. You turn down the walled canyon that is Capera Street. High, soot-blackened brick stands either side, painted with the same name and telegraph address of the Deptford Manure Works, right next to the Bright Dawn Soap Works. How strange that out of this dark and stinking corner of Deptford comes the soap that lies on the washstands of the rich, the powerful, and the royal. Another turn to the left past a gaggle of boys playing at a water pump puts you on Knott Street, where the warehouses of Kent Wharf and Normandy Wharf loom over narrow tenements. You pass a busy mission hall, where a man in black stands on the steps behind his texts. The acrid-smelling chemical works turn a corner, and then take a left after a dilapidated creekside inn. The wheat mills of Old Deptford Bridge fill the air with the sound of crashing water and the noise of engines raising steam, tell you that you have reached the Broadway. The Broadway at Deptford Bridge is a triangle of land where the Kent Road meets Church Lane, which runs parallel to the creek. It is a place where engine drivers pause to rewater, to steady their loads and to do repairs. The nearby Gill Brothers Engineering Works provides smiths and furnaces, but mostly profits by fashioning the wrought ironwork needed by countless industries of the city, as well as massive frames for new buildings. This is a prosperous but dirty corner of the metropolis, quite distinct from Deptford to the north. Green-coated constables stand guard on the wide road bridge over the creek. The only bridge north of here is the small swing bridge at the creek mouth, which can only take traffic one way at a time and is often closed to traffic for hours at a time, while this bridge carries the main road to Chatham, Canterbury, and Dover. So I can mingle with the engine drivers. I can ride north to Deptford, which is where I just came from. I could head up onto Blackheath, or I could take Old Kent Road into London. So let's take a look at our map again and zoom in. So I guess I could head that way. I don't know where this Blackheath is, but there's something about heading into London that seems like it would make sense to do. Mingling is always a good idea because that's where you discover plot threads. So I think before I do anything else, I'm going to mingle with the engine drivers. This is not an official haulage guild depot, but several guild members are resting while their boys refill the water tanks. There are also independent drivers here, keeping to themselves for the time being. If you have a ruthlessness score of 9 or higher, which I do not. Wow, 9 or higher. Crazy. Mine is 3. Or if you're wanted by the haulage guild, which something happens, but I am not either of those things. Otherwise, note passage 814 and roll a dice to see what you hear. So we got a 2. So that's the Dover Road. The drivers are discussing a guild delivery to Dover that will take them up Shooter's Hill. Nasty place, says one. All of them overhanging branches and the like. Listening carefully, you can work out exactly when to intercept them. Gain the word chosen. All right, well, that's interesting. So I could do some thieving as a way to get money. A little dangerous because of those 4 wounds, but possibly worth it. So think about this for a second. Let's go to our map again. I would think so. Yes, Shooter's Hill is that way. So if I want to get over there, perhaps if I went north to Deptford and then went to Greenwich and then went south, that might be the way to get there. Let me try it. I'm going to go back to Deptford. It's right here. I don't need to read about Deptford again. And then I'm going to cross to Greenwich. So that takes me to 863. And then from there, again, I've been in Greenwich as well, so I'm not going to quite read this. Steam up ahead to the Telegraph River, cross the river by ferry. Yeah, I don't see the way to get to Shooter's Hill. Well, I don't even see Blackheath on the map, so I'm curious about it, and I just want to go there. So 891, see what we get into over here. You pause to take in the view from the heath. Due north stands the Class A Telegraph Tower beside the cupola of the Royal Observatory. And below that, the buildings of the Royal Naval College at Greenwich. You can see across the river to Millwall, where the river bank is forested with the smoking chimneys of 3 dozen iron foundries. Countless masts speak of countless hulls of building, some iron and some English oak. But here, drifting leaves and the skined open branches overhang the rutted road. The way to Dover runs eastwards, up towards the famous Shooter's Hill. Westwards, the road crosses Deptford Creek, passes the engineering works, market gardens, and new terraces, and heads into the metropolis itself. There it is. There's Shooter's Hill, what I was looking for. So I'm going to bet, I don't know for this for a fact, but I'm going to bet we're going to come across that code word chosen that we just had and be able to get into some trouble. So Shooter's Hill, 855. Ooh, interesting. Okay. You pause on Shooter's Hill, where the road to Canterbury and Dover rises high over the city. Evening fog lies across the metropolis, glowing where the furnaces, fires, and lamps attempt to illuminate the dark city. Out in the countryside, it is already dark, touched here and there with pinpricks of light. I want to prepare an ambush here, because I have that code word chosen. So that's what I'm going to do. 837. Not acting very gallant. Okay. Shooter's Hill is infamous for roadside danger, hence the name. You find a place to wait as dusk falls. Note the passage 888. And if you have the code word chosen, turn here immediately. Here we go. 1444. While many of their members have been forced to join by simple economics, the Haulage Guild itself is powerful, wealthy, and certainly able to protect its interests. The degree of protection they have decided to grant this particular haulier and their load will decide how you are able to attack them. Make a ruthlessness roll, adding 3 if you're wanted by the Haulage Guild. Okay, this is interesting. So I need to make a ruthlessness roll, and we get 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I don't know whether that's good or bad in this situation, but here we go. 1396. All right, we need to remove chosen. Okay. And it says, there's a good chance that the crew of the approaching road train will include guards posted by the guild for protection. Whether they will have the courage to face you is another question. All right. Now I need to think about what I'm good at. So my choices here are intimidate the driver. That's probably ruthlessness, and I'm not good at that. Ride alongside and unhitch a wagon. That could be engineering. It could be nimbleness. It could be motoring. It could be ingenuity. Ingenuity I'm high at. I could shoot at the engine. I don't even have a gun, so that's probably not a good choice. I could fish for loot from a branch, but that requires fishing line, and I don't have any. I could haul in a bigger prize with a grappling iron, which I don't have. So I think my best option is to ride alongside and unhitch a wagon. That seems risky, but here we go. 1094. Okay. The coupling comes undone. The road engine accelerates under the lighter load, and the final wagon trundles to a halt. You quickly slash at the lashings to see what it contains. I roll a die. We get a 1, which means it has a strong box. I do have a mask. Nice. It says you'll now be wanted by the Haulage Guild unless you're wearing a mask. So that's good. I have a mask. So nope, but I do get a strong box. So let's note that. No idea what a strong box is. Don't know if it helps me in any way. Ah, but now I need to turn back to my noted passage, which is 888. Okay. If any of the boxes above are empty, I need to tick one and read on. Okay, and indeed they are. Okay, the roads around you are quiet, shrouded in the autumn fog. You are unobserved by the authorities, the guilds, and your enemies. So I could take the road further into London, or I could steam down into Deptford. There's a part of me that, like, just wants to lay in to this hauling guild until I am wanted by them. And so maybe I'm just going to kind of go on a loop for a minute and at least one more time lay an ambush for them. So I'm going to steam down into Deptford, 816, and just kind of make my way back. So let's go, 816. Yep. And then from there, I'm going to go to Greenwich, 863. And then from there, I'm going to go to Blackheath, 891. And then from there, I'm going to head to Shooter's Hill, 855. Cool. So I'm back at Shooter's Hill, and I'm going to prepare an ambush again, 837. All right. All right. So it's, oh, I forgot though. Shoot. I forgot that I lost my chosen code word. Oh no, this might not go so well. This is what you get. So I had information, and that information gave me like a good advantage. And I was like, oh, that went well. Let's do it again. And here I am. I'm doing it again. I'm realizing, wait a second. I don't have everything going for me that I had last time. Anyway, you find a place to wait as dusk falls. I do not have a telescope or binoculars. So now I have to roll a dice to see what approaches. So here I go. And I get a 5, which is a private steam carriage. 1349. A long Albury steam carriage approaches. It may be the personal transport of a duke or a dame, or a licensed carrier taking fare-paying passengers on their way. You will not know until you stop them. So I don't have an axe. I'm not very threatening. I'm going to ride alongside, 1312. The Ferguson throbs with power as you release steam and accelerate toward the carriage. Very soon, you've matched speed and are riding alongside, catching a glimpse of terrified faces within. You signal for the driver to pull over, but he snarls, twists his steering bar, and sets the Aubrey on a collision course. He means to ram you off the road. Make a motoring roll of difficulty 14. This is not good because my motoring skill is 2. So it is actually not possible for me to succeed at this. Foolishly, I'm going to roll anyway, even though I know it's literally impossible. And I get, oh my gosh. So I get 5. So like, this goes really poorly for me. I basically, maybe he doesn't even hit me. I'm just like, whoa. But anyway, a failed motoring roll. I need to get a 1305. Man. All right. The steamer moves more quickly than you anticipated, slamming hard against your bellow steam. Your tires momentarily lose their grip as the heavier machine lifts you off the road surface, and you struggle to keep control. So I roll to see how I fare. And I get a 4, which is a wound and a damage point. So that's not good. That is my 5th wound. So let's mark a wound marked, and let's go to one damage point. Well, that's not good. Your attempted prey gets away clean, of course. The driver will probably go boasting how he bested the steam highwayman. This will not be good for your reputation. So if you now have 5 wounds, and I do, turn to 999 immediately. Okay. 999, it sounds like a special passage number. That makes me nervous. Here we go. Oh, no. No. Well, you're overcome by the loss of blood and collapse, unconscious, where you are. Is this the end of your adventures? To escape being robbed, stripped, and thrown in a ditch, you'll need powerful or faithful friends here in the city. Cross an option after taking one. Each can only be chosen once. I'm not a friend of Laycock. I'm not a friend of the Waterside Boys. And I'm not a friend of Lady Derwent. So I need to turn to the epilogue. Bummer. This happens when you get greedy and do bad things. All right, let's find that epilogue. Now the question is, all right, here we go. So your days on the lawless road are over. Before calculating a final score to enter on the roll of honor, you discover what follows your story in this book using the table below. Did you finish your tale in ignominious execution, pain-racked suffering, or wealth and respect? Did you ever take the time to plan for your future, or was the excitement of the present enough for you? Man, I do have some money, so I get, but money doesn't count when you're dead, so. Nope. Okay. So I get every 2 points of ruthlessness gives me a point. So I have 1 point from ruthlessness, 16, 17, and no solidarity points. I'm at 17. No wanted statuses. I have no friendships. I have no great deeds. 100 points or fewer and nobody. I have 17 points. Guys, I'm like nobody. Man. All right. Well, so that concludes my initial attempt with Steam Highwaymen. These kinds of games, open world book games, have a tendency to be really, really brutal, and you have to make good choices to make it far and build a reputation for yourself or whatever the goal of the game is. I did not. So this is where we end this session, but the adventure continues and the fun doesn't have to end. Head on over to YouTube and search for InstaDeath Podcast to find these play sessions uncut in much longer videos. But also, I continue starting over again in a different book to get a feel for the larger world of Steam Highwayman. I can't wait to see you there, and thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. If you'd like to support the show, become a patron at patreon.com/instadeath. A special thanks to our guests and to the contributors who helped make the show better than I ever could on my own. Intro music graciously provided by Jesse Johnson, aka Zenoda. Find more great music by searching Jesse Johnson or Zenoda, spelled with an X, on YouTube and most major streaming platforms. Podcast cover art generously contributed by Patrick O'Neill. You can learn more about Pat's art on his Facebook page, Pat O'Neill Art.